In addition to the ground war in Libya, a media war is raging in the country. Ben Gilbert reports that the rebels in the East are getting their message out on their own radio station.
It's not easy to find the studio of Libya Al-Hurra, or Free Libya Radio. The location is a closely guarded secret. We had to get approval from the head of the media section at the rebels' provisional council here, and were escorted by a member of his staff. Eventually, we drive to the station at a former army base near Benghazi. Men with assault rifles guard the entrance. The staff here say they still fear an attack by Muammar Gaddafi's sleeper cells. An engineer named Ramadan has been working in Free Libya Radio since the day after it started a month ago. He says the station's all-volunteer staff is still in danger.
And are you guys still worried now? I mean, there's high security here.
We received many during, especially before 2 weeks, we received many messages, yeah.
The death threats and...
We will kill you one day. We are coming from the West to kill you.
Ramadan says the broadcast reaches listeners around the country, including Libya's capital, Tripoli, nearly 600 miles away. And Free Libya Radio has a symbolic history. Ramadan says this is the same transmitter that broadcast Gaddafi's announcement of his revolution in 1969.
And I hope his falling down or death will come also from the same station.
The station broadcasts 12 hours a day in pursuit of that goal. It airs patriotic music that encourages the rebellion. Talk radio-style programs take calls from around the country about the current situation. The station also brings in hosts from the rebel-held East to talk about the revolution. Today, a host named Noria from the town of Derna read revolutionary poetry from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
After 42 years of corruption and killing, the youth of Libya, the new youth, rises up so they can destroy this old regime and try to turn the table. But he's still killing and making massacres.
Noria isn't new to radio. She used to broadcast a cultural program on a radio station in her town. Now, she says she's happy to broadcast to the whole country.
I come here to say some things about what we have now in Libya. We are now, all the Libyans now are happy to say what we can say. Because when Muammar Gaddafi was here, I can say nothing.
I can't speak about what I want to speak.
Free Radio Libya was created spontaneously by one of the engineers previously responsible for keeping Gaddafi's broadcasts on the air.
My workshop.
Bakab Khader's workshop is filled with wires and other broadcasting gear. He worked here for 20 years as an engineer for the state-run broadcaster, but it's in this workshop that he set up Free Libya Radio's first studio on February 21st. On that day, Gaddafi's forces had been defeated by protesters, so Khader and a dozen others took the opportunity to enable the rebels to counter the state-run media propaganda. They brought in some microphones and a mixer.
I made studio here in 1 hour and 20 minutes, connected with my transmitter and the voice directly in the air.
Wow.
1 hour, 20 minutes, exactly.
The first words on the air were, "We are with the revolution." Khader says he's always hated Gaddafi's regime, but he never thought the day would come when he could speak freely and enable others to do so. For the world, I'm Ben Gilbert in Benghazi, Libya.